you know, there were confusion sometimes about where everybody was sleeping or who was paying for what. And I think in a group where people were less kind and tuned into the needs of the group as a whole, that could have become really tense. But we all got along. We all got along really well, and for the most part, we just worked it out, just made it work. And I think we ended that tour. I think most of us ended that tour as really good friends.
Awesome, that's great. So, any future plans for touring, or is that to come? Or yeah,
we are probably going to focus mostly on weekend touring for the next couple of months. We have some festival appearances that I cannot go into detail about, but that are in the works for the coming year. So we'll want to prep for those. And we also want to get into writing new music. We don't want to leave too much of a gap between albums because, as you know, people's attention spans are short these days. There's a lot of new music being produced, and streaming services have contributed to this kind of like music ADHD where people consume new content and then immediately want something else or they get bored. So we do want to start working on a third album pretty soon. And so I think that'll be the focus for a little while. We'll go into writing mode. We'll play some weekend tours. We'll get ready for some festival appearances and some bigger plans, hopefully for next summer and beyond. But by then we may have new music to share as well. Who knows?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, sounds like a great plan for the next, you know, coming months.
We're all guys in our, you know, our 30s and 40s as well. And we are lucky in the sense that all of us, you know, have good day jobs that that pay us enough and give us enough of a work-life balance to pursue our passion, which is music and performing. The flip side of that is that we can also only take so many vacation days a year. So if we're going to plan a tour, we have to choose what we're doing and when we're doing it pretty carefully.
Yeah, correct. No, exactly. No, I hear you. Yes. It's until you can, you know, make some living out of the music, then yeah, you need something else for sure. So
I'll be very transparent with you. You know, that's exactly where we're at as a band. We are not big enough that we are making a living from music or from touring at this point. But I will say the last tour was really encouraging because we did break even and all of us got a little rebate for the work that we put in. And it showed us that if we plan it out and we stick to the path that we're on, that there may very well be a viable path to eventually transitioning into doing music full time. And I think that's something that's really exciting for all of us.
No, that sounds, as you said, really, really encouraging. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, what's really encouraging is the response from the people that we saw on tour. You know, we played big cities and we played small towns and we played, some big rooms, some big venues. And then we played some tiny little places that you've probably never heard of. And one of the things that was incredible for us to see was that no matter where we were, you know, the people who turned out had a blast. And I know some guys in other bands who have gone touring through some of the same cities later this summer. And they'll text me and they'll go like, oh, you know, I saw a bunch of 13 Goats shows in Kamloops. Or sorry, I saw a bunch of 13 Goats shirts out in Kamloops when we played there. You know, just people wearing those in the audience. And that makes me feel so good because it means that what we make and the way we share it with people has a lasting impact. And as a musician, like, what more can you ask for, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's you know, excellent feedback besides after your actual performance. Like, it's just, you know, that's pretty cool. I guess, so where can people find, you know, music, merchandise, news?
Well, we have been very diligent to put everything that we have out as publicly as possible. So if you are interested in getting to know the band better and you want to listen to our music, you want to buy our merch, you want to support us or learn about what we're up to, you can go to www.13goats.com. You can go to our label website. That's Exodus Stratagem Records. So just Google them. Exitus, E-X-I-T-U-S, Stratagem, S-T-R-A-T-A-G-E-M, Records. And they're an American label, but they've got our album for purchase on physical media. You can go to our Bandcamp, and you can buy some merch online, although we have some new pieces of merch that we got to add to the store. We haven't done that yet, but that'll happen soon. And if you want to connect with us, we're pretty social. So you can find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook. We do a lot of announcements there about events that we're playing. Come out and say hi or send us a message. We're always happy to meet people who the music connects with.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. Again, thank you for your patience while we dealt with some technology. And whenever you, want to share news or have new music or are going on tour again, let us know and we'll be more than happy to spread the word.
Thank you so much, Antonio. And horns up to everybody listening. Hope you enjoy the album.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty good. By the way, I've listened to, a few of the songs and they're good, man. They're powerful and good. And yeah, even, the little harmonization at the, I call it that. I don't know if it is, but, the little harmonization at the A Wolf in Shepherd's Clothing. I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think the vocals were a really big step forward for us on this record, because we've worked with Queens in a limited way before. The first album definitely has some Queens singing on it, but it was more gutturals and false chord work. For this album, we were working with Matt Roach, our producer, and he knew that I really wanted to get into doing more clean vocals, and so he encouraged me to really experiment with that on more songs this time around. I had some arrangements written already, but we worked together to really bring that out. And then my partner, Carly Ellen Jones, was invited by the band to do backing vocals on a couple of tracks. And I think that really sort of took it to the next level and added like a new emotional layer to a couple of those songs. So I'm really proud that we did something you don't hear a lot of, like death and thrash bands do, and that it, for me anyway, it paid off in a big way, and for a lot of people that I've talked to about the record as well.
No, it sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate that kind of mix, that kind of, yes, that is not everything exactly the same. And then, to get to sing together, I think that's also a pretty cool thing as well. Yeah.
Well, you hear more extreme metal bands working cleans in these days. I was just talking to Matt McGackey from Cryptopsy about this, actually, because I had a chance to speak with him when they rolled through Vancouver. But he said, we hear a lot of clean vocals in death metal now relative to what it was when the genre started. But you don't hear a lot of female backing vocalists yet. In bands that are male fronted or that have traditionally, male vocalists, which is most extreme metal bands still. But I was listening to the new Nile record, which just came out, I think on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised because female choral vocals in three or four of the songs, and they're dynamite. They work really well. And that's Nile, right? Like super heavy, super technical. But I think that the genre has to experiment if it wants to stay relevant, because there are only so many notes on a guitar fretboard, and you can only play a blast beat so fast, right? So you got to reach and try some different things if you want to keep innovating and keep attracting new fans to the music.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Certainly, our approach.
Agreed. And I think it's, I don't know, it's. It's refreshing, you're mixing, and I think it helps everybody makes everything more, I don't know, I don't want to say fun, but enriches the listener experience, and hopefully your involvement, the bands, like all parts should, I think, would benefit about doing that.
Hey, you just got to keep things fresh. Keep throwing them curveballs, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are going to be some people who always want to... There are going to be some people who sort of are... They'd call themselves purists, but I might call them elitists, who, you know, kind of have this very rigid idea of what a specific type of metal is supposed to sound like and who's supposed to be involved in making it and, you know, and how they're supposed to present and how they're supposed to behave. And for me and for a lot of people, I think metal is fundamentally about breaking the rules, right? So when the scene starts to develop its own rules and starts to make those draconian laws that you're punished for, you know, for stepping outside of, it just doesn't seem very metal to me anymore, you know? And yeah. Certainly in this band, we always want to try and do things that people don't expect.
There you go. Well, that's good, I think. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much again for being with us here at the Metal Meltdown tonight. And yeah, hopefully we'll chat soon about, again, something new that, you know, 13 Goats are doing.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks a lot, Antonio. It was really great talking to you.
All right. Yeah. Likewise. Thank you very much, Graham.
All right. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Yeah. Thanks, you too.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, that was Graham from 13 Goats. Thanks again. And, yeah, let's go back to the music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Fields of battle, the harvest of light, with the flesh of our wit.
to the Metal Meltdown. I'm your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online as well at cjsf.ca and also through the app that you can now get for your iPhone, iOS device, or Android device. And of course, you can find any past, present, and future podcast at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Worth. They are from Spain. And we listened to the song Time Won't Heal, which is part of their self-titled album from 2023, Worth. Before that, we listened to Disorientation. They are from Montreal in Canada, or Montreal. And we listened to the song Dark Side, which is part of their single release from last year, 2023. And we started the set with our guests today, 13 Goats from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to the song Goats of War, which is part of their brand new album, Capricorn Rising. I want to thank Graham again for being with us tonight. And also, the show is coming to an end. So I want to thank most of all to you. I want to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us tonight. I make this show for you. And I'm very thankful, and I really appreciate that you listened and hang out with us, with me, con el Dr. Misterio, every Monday. So thanks again for that. And I will see you next week. I'm going to leave you with another song by our guests, 13 Goats. This one is called Animal Kingdom, again from their brand new album, Capricorn Rising. And I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with El Dr. Misterio today or tonight. And I hope you enjoy your week. It's going to be sunny, so you better enjoy it outside. You better. All right. El Dr. Misterio wishes you good night and good luck. Look around at this world that I've saved in the name.
This is Sue